If this is your first time listening to my podcast, well, welcome to the Stretch Street Podcast. But if you are a listener already, thank you for hanging in there. As you already know, on the show, we talk about stories, or we share stories, stretch stories. The goal is to distill the life lessons of these people sharing their stretch stories. And I hope that in today's episode, you will learn a thing or two from the lessons of my guest today. Today on the show, I have a guest. Her name is Wendy Leggett. She is a retirement coach with over 25 years of sales leadership experience and multiple certifications, including a Certified Professional Retirement Coach, CPRC and CRLC. Specializing in the emotional and social side of retirement, she helps individuals transition from career success to a purpose-driven next chapter. It's not just about the numbers. So Wendy Leggett focuses on crafting a fulfilling, meaningful retirement. And with personalized strategies and practical tools, she ensures the golden years are truly golden, filled with purpose, clarity, and satisfaction. If you're ready to redefine retirement beyond financials, Wendy Leggett is here to guide you through this exciting journey. How about we get right into the conversation? And if you're listening and you're a young person and thinking retirement, yes, don't go anywhere, because you need to start thinking of it before you get there. You know the saying that you don't fix the roof when it is raining, you fix it before it starts to rain. That's exactly why you, listening to me, if you're a young person, should listen. And if you're old, well, do I need to say it? Just listen, okay? Don't go anywhere, and I'll be right back with my guest.
No matter how dark the night is, the sun always rises. No matter how hard life gets, keep moving forward. You never know what amazing things are waiting just around the corner. No story is too rough, and no journey is too tough. Join us on Stretch Street to be inspired by the stories of people who have been through it all and come out stronger. Stretch Street Podcast. Stretching without snapping.
Hello, hello, Wendy. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I am well, thank you. Awesome. So good to have you here today. Before we get into the conversation of talking about retirement, are you retired yourself?
I am not.
Okay, and great.
The thing that's interesting is that I don't advocate for retiring. If somebody wants to retire, I always ask them, what is it about retiring? What are you retiring to? What are you retiring with? What's your reason behind retiring? And if somebody can really feel like, yes, that's the path I want to take, then I say, then let's retire well. So I don't really plan to retire anytime. I love what I do. I have the energy around it. I think the word retired needs to be retired, you know, right? It just doesn't fit in our vocabulary anymore. It used to be years and years and years ago, people were in the fields, they were in the factories, they were tired. So they needed to retire, and generally within a couple of years, they expired. But that's not the case any longer, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully at that typical retirement age, we still have 20, 30, hopefully more years ahead of us. That's a third of someone's lifetime. So
right.
I love when you're saying that the message is important for all of us, because we just raise our awareness and have what I call that runway to retirement if it fits.
I love it. I love, 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 love it. Okay, one more trivia question for you before we dive into the story or into the conversation for the day. Tell me one fun thing about you, something that most people don't know, but, you know, is fun and you like to share.
I guess it's kind of about me and not so much about me. I have twins, and when they were younger, they were all our children are adorable, right? And so, but people would always say, oh my goodness, are they in the movies? And it was like, no, I would never do that. But it kept coming up so much. And I thought, well, why disadvantage my kids? Let me step into it. So I live in California. Long story short, they ended up being in a movie called Baby Geniuses. Some of your listeners might know that. It was now they're 30 years old. So it was when they were probably 2.5. But they were, and I think Baby Geniuses for that year was rated then in the top 10 of the worst movies for that year. But it was still very lucrative and something that all their friends just loved. And people still see them now and they recognize them. So.
Oh, wow. Are they boys or girls?
Boys.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I think that's kind of fun. Their name was Basil. That was their character's name. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's nice. That's fun.
I'm not
that's
saying fun. It's a good movie. It was one of the worst movies, but it was still fun. So.
Well, of course, even now it has to be fun because again, it's so old, but then you just can't appreciate how much we have advanced in technology, in media, you know, and in all of these yeah. things. But sometimes you look at those old movies and you're like, oh my God, this is so meaningful. Compared to what we have now, you know, so yeah. sometimes yeah. having those old stuff is good to bring us back in check to see how far we've come, how far or how much we've derailed. Because some areas we've actually just derailed. Like, it's just like, how did we get here? Right. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for sharing that fun fact. And I think that's truly fun fact about yeah. you. All right. So my first question to you is, you know, why retirement? You know, there are different ways or different areas of coaching, you know, there yes. exist. One of my guests one time is curly hair recovery coach, right? So like there's so it's just amazing and quite interesting. So I'm curious to know, why retirement? Why did you choose this path?
Yeah, I mean, you sharing that about hair, that just seems very niche. You know, we were talking about niches. So very specific, but yet there was a need, I'm going to think, and they were filling that need. And it's the same with retirement life coaching or any type of coaching when we see a need. And for me, I'm in that demographic of people that are retiring. A lot of my clients were retiring. And at the time, I was focused more on business coaching because that was my background. As you shared earlier, I was in sales leadership for quite a long time, a coach and coaching my team members and meeting members and things. But regardless, I started seeing the struggle. And I think that's the thing that people don't expect from a non-financial standpoint. They figure, gosh, if I have that financial house in order and the roof isn't coming down, you know, then I'm going to be great and it's going to be endless weekends, leisure travel. But the reality is, research says 1 in 3 struggle in retirement. And oftentimes this is because they're not emotionally or socially prepared for it. Our sense of identity can be so interwoven with our work. And when Absolutely. We leave work, we can leave pieces of ourselves behind. So all that being said, I just felt like, wow, this is an area that I can really make a difference. And then through all my training, I was able to then learn the pathways to really those key essentials for people that foundationally they need that besides the financial to have, you know, that great building block to this next right. life chapter.
Right. I love it. There was a need and then you decided to like, this is an area that I can fit in. So in your journey on this path, what are the most common emotional challenges that people face when transitioning from a successful career to retirement? And then how do you help them navigate those? Because I particularly like that you are focused, you're not focusing on the financial, you're specific about what you're focusing on, which is the emotional yeah. and social. So what are the most common emotional challenges that you found and how are you helping people through that?
Yeah, thanks. Such a great question. And it's so appropriate too. Again, this idea that, gosh, if we have our finances in order, everything else will come into play and it'll be easy because what the heck, we're not working. But, you know, there's no stress, there's no issue around it. But the reality is that as human beings, that connection that's baked into work, we can lose that when we move into retirement. That sense of identity and really knowing why we get up in the morning, what we're accomplishing, we see those achievements, we have those goals, that we can lose when we move into retirement. Even that idea that we're losing things as we lose that career and that identity and we lose our age, we lose our youth, that can become an issue. And so when people come to me, oftentimes they are in that struggle. Either they're seeing the obstacles ahead, or they see opportunities, but they don't know how to reach for those opportunities. So I have people coming to me that are really resigned about retiring. They feel like they have to retire, but they don't really want to retire. Or people who they want to retire, but they have no clue what they're going to be doing. So I've had clients say, I feel like I'm losing pieces of myself, or I feel lost in the desert, or I really am stuck. I just don't know. Once I do my to-do list and my bucket list, you know, then what? And we all have to have that feeling that we matter and that we have a contribution to make. And so those are the areas that I'm able to help with. And to answer your question about how, it's really starting at that beginning question, as I mentioned earlier, you know, what's your vision of retirement? Why are you retiring? What do you feel like it will bring to you? And then we go from there to really excavate what do we need to be able to bring strengths from your career into retirement? And what do we need to leave behind? You have this chance to really be intentional about that internal work and reflecting on what's meaningful to me. Oftentimes in work, we're on autopilot maybe, or we're on a path that we stop really questioning it. And I know for myself, I would move ahead in my career and the advancements, and I wouldn't really question, okay, is this what connects with me from a value system? Does this connect with me soulfully? Or is it more that I'm really excited about, you know, achieving and pushing ahead? And so oftentimes people in this demographic are in that mindset of pushing ahead and always doing more. And so that's a pattern that we need to really explore and oftentimes shift, because that doesn't serve us oftentimes if we're just pushing instead of having the pull of something that's exciting.
I like that you ended with that, the concept of pushing rather than being pulled. And do you think, you know, in your journey and in your interaction with clients, do you think there are ways to actually start to re-engineer our minds from way before you're even smelling retirement? Because it feels like up until when you see retirement calling, it's always been about just for the next thing to the next thing. Let's keep pushing. Yes, it's going to be a struggle and a challenge to actually switch that mindset now to then say, okay, just let's hold on and let's see what's going to happen next, right? Do you think there's a way that we can lean into the mindset of the pull rather than push way earlier? And if there is, what would you say to that?
So I have a certification in what's called positive intelligence. And this PQ. Is all around that mindset. Yes. Okay. So you're acquainted. And so that idea that we all have these saboteurs, we have the judge of ourselves, judge of others, judge of circumstances. And then we have the 9 accomplice saboteurs. So to your point with that mindset, it might be the avoider saboteur that says, I don't want to get older, so I'm not going to step into this. Or the pleaser saboteur that says, I'm retiring and my kids want me to babysit, you know, round the clock, or I feel like I should volunteer. And that can be a pleaser saboteur. Or a victim saboteur that I have to retire because my spouse has retired, my partner has retired, and so, but I'm feeling like a victim around that. So there are all these different saboteurs that can be sitting on our shoulder, chirping in our ear, keeping that mindset in a fixed mindset and in a negative space. And so through the positive intelligence approach, it's kind of a mental fitness. We build that muscle to skew to the positive. And you're probably, you and your listeners are acquainted with the neuroscience that tells us that we can kind of reprogram our brain. We can build those neural pathways to the positive and kind of counteract that survivor brain that we all have inherently in us that skews to the negative. So that's a focus of my work as well, as a foundation. So that, as you said, how can we enter with this positive mindset? That's that building block that we need to have that perspective that, wow, there are all these possibilities. And if something doesn't go the way I wanted, I can pivot and I can find the gifts in anything that happens, whether it's what's quote unquote considered a failure or it's a setback. No, we can springboard off of it. We can move forward and see how we can strengthen ourselves from those experiences or those perceptions of things.
Okay. So what do you believe?
That was a lot there, huh?
To unpack.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping, you know, people who are listening would really listen, not just hear it, but truly listen and see how you can begin to unpack and begin to prepare ahead of time, or just begin to reprogram the mindset, begin to shift the mindset, and just preparing for a better, well, later years. Because if you say, you know, you're not retirement pro, and I love how you said it in your intro, where you said like the term retirement should be retired. If you are not retirement pro, then how would you phrase this phase of life if you were to use another word that is not retirement?
I mean, there's so many words bandied about right now. I think it'd be great if your listeners come up with one that will become universal. But there is that idea of rewiring or reimagining or just that super age, you know, just really looking at it from a pro-aging rather than an anti-aging. There's so much resistance around getting older. And I think societally, we just don't really give our elders, at least in the Western world, the same kind of support and a recognition and respect that they do maybe in other countries. But I think that kind of goes all hand in hand with this concept and this word of retiring. We associate it with, you know, elderhood. We associate it with now your life mostly is over, your contribution has changed. And that's not what I want for anyone, because again, we've got all these years ahead of us. There's this opportunity to contribute to ourselves, to those we love, to our community, to the world.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Right. So what then do you believe makes retirement fulfilling beyond just having financial security? Because, you know, that's one of your messages that, you know, people feel like, oh, just less. And that's why people are on the grind. Like, man, I want to work hard now, make all the money so I can retire sitting in front of the beach, you know, having a beach house.
Yes. Yeah.
So what would you say is that, you know, thing or set of things that make retirement fulfilling beyond the finances?
It is having that vision. It's really understanding, you know, what is it that I'm going to do in this next chapter? All along the way, you know, when we're growing up, we may have that vision that we're going to go to college, or we may have that vision that we're going to work in a certain industry. We have that vision that we're going to buy a house, or a vision that we're going to maybe get married. We have all of these visions. The vision for retirement is basically black or white. It's either leisure travel and less weekends, or it's one foot into the grave. I think that's the, you know, people either carry this really idealistic view of it or this very pessimistic. And what I propose is that we come in with realistic optimism, that we have this awareness that there is this struggle. We have this awareness that the average retiree watches 47 hours of TV a week. Yeah, we have this expectation that we're going to stay connected to our significant other. But if we don't have good communication, well, we're seeing the rise of divorces in this demographic. Yeah. So the things that I feel are fundamentally so essential is, of course, starting with that vision. And it's difficult to have one. But that's where my work comes in, is this time for reflection. And I ask those questions so people can dig deeper and see what resonates for them. It's not a matter that I give this, you know, cookie cutter list of these are the things that you do. But this is the approach that you can take. And these are the questions that you might want to answer. So it starts with that vision. Feeling purposeful is also a key element. So purpose is baked into our work. We know what the goal is. We know what we're accomplishing. We get accolades for our achievements. But when we move into retirement, if we don't have some framework around what feels purposeful to us, then we can feel like one of my clients said, lost in the desert, you know, just not having that GPS for moving in a direction that will feel fulfilling. So I do a lot of work around not finding your purpose, because that looms so large for people. And it's like, how do you even get your hands around that big of a question? Instead, it's making it a verb, feeling purposeful, getting into action, experimenting on things, seeing what really connects for you and really makes you feel like getting up in the morning and, right. and you have that same vigor and enthusiasm that you did in work. So really work around purpose and also work around values, because oftentimes we get onto autopilot, we start grinding away, as you said, and then we don't really see if what we're doing is really in alignment with who we are and what's important to us. And we lose that North Star. So I do work around values as well, because we know that when our actions are rooted in our values, then we're more motivated and committed, and we have that clarity and that confidence, and also just that zest for whatever it is that we're doing. So those are two key areas. There are a number of others that I explore with my clients, but I think those are really pivotal pieces.
Right. I love them. I love them. And it's quite interesting, you know, that life is truly in cycles. And it feels like, yes, if without the gift of vision, in foresight, insight, hindsight, and all of those things, when you look at it, it actually feels like it's truly in cycles. In fact, in circle, because you know, you get born, you grow old, and you almost become a baby again, being taken care of like that, right? And so, but in that one whole circle, it feels like there are multiple circles, which is the different phases of life we have to go through. Because now you come back here at this point, you know, where people are feeling like, okay, we are winding down. But again, is it really? It's just the beginning of another cycle. To say, when you were younger, you were asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then you think and like, okay, I'm good at math. I'm good at this. Maybe I should study this. Now you studied, you've gone working for years. Hopefully you're doing exactly what you love to do, right? Or doing at least something close to what makes your heart exciting, right? Because I feel like for people who are blessed to have that type of experience where what they do is no longer work for them. It's just life. So they're enjoying it and finding favor, finding value in it. They're adding value and they're receiving value in return, right? For them, I feel like when they get to this stage of life, it becomes more exciting because they're like, okay, what is the next thing that I'm going to morph into? But for people who probably, like you said, just keep pushing. Let's just push. Let's just manage. Let's just see what works. You know, and I say this because, you know, when you said, you know, when we get to that point in life and when you said some of the things you then ask them is to ask, like, what exactly is it that beats at your heart? What is it that you find value in? What is it that you find purpose in? And I'm like, wow, we started there and we're back there again. Do you see? And it's just, it's just like that. That's just life. And for me, it brings home I don't know if this is an African adage or something, but there's an adage that says, it is when you wake up that is your morning. Like whenever you wake up, that's your morning. And this whole thing, this whole conversation just brings that adage to life, because it's like, so if for any reason you've not followed your passion, whatever, up until your retirement age, your retirement period is now an opportunity for you to truly tap into what your heart is calling for. And I'm like, this is such a blessing.
It is. That's so powerful. It really is. And I think that what comes up for me as you're sharing the circles is thinking about the rings in a tree. You know, when we see the growth, how long a tree, you know, 100 years, 150 years, and you see the circles and that continuous growth for that tree. And that's how we are as well. And that's what came up for me when you said that. And this idea that oftentimes people go into retirement with a resignation that, oh, now I'm getting old, or a resolve that, okay, I'm going to do all these fun things because now it's freedom. But they're not really thinking about what's the meaning there, though? What's the purposefulness around it? What's going to make me get up and wake up in the morning? And so that's where I'd like to really heighten people's awareness. And I so appreciate being able to carry this message to your listeners that it is your retirement to design. It's not one to step into by default. But we have to take that accountability. You become the CEO of you, is what I call it. You know, you're the leader of your life. And this is such a unique opportunity because no other time in your life have you truly been able, you know, of course there's reality and we can't totally call the shots, but a whole lot of it does rest with you. And we need to step into that, but people oftentimes abdicate that and they don't step into the power and the possibility. They let others make decisions. I've had people come to me who are planning to retire. And when we dig deep, it's like, no, they don't want to retire, but their family or friends are putting pressure on them. Or they think, oh, I'm of a certain age, so I should retire. And we know that shoulds are external. They're not really, you know, emanating from ourselves. And so let's step into that. And I also like to share, too, that it isn't a new book in your life. It's a new chapter. So we bring with us so many strengths and capabilities and passions. And then we see what's going to serve us moving forward. And also just as mindfully, what are we going to let go of? And so I do speak a lot about transitions and the power of transitions and that we really start with the ending. And so when we move into retirement and we're planning for it, let's look at how do we close that chapter, that career chapter, so that we keep our sense of identity intact. We recognize that we're just changing roles. We're going from career to retiree. That's a role. But the essence of you, the who you really are at that deep level, never changes. And so we want to be able to look back at that and really bring that forward. And wow, what a powerful opportunity. But if we don't have that ending, then again, some of my clients come to me with such a full calendar, the to-do list, the bucket list, all the activities, and they're just still on that hamster wheel like they were at work because they feel like that keeps them relevant or keeps them justified in being in this next chapter. And it's like, that's filling time. That's not fulfilling time. And so important. So we really excavate all of that because those are questions we haven't answered. The transitions, the power of transitions, oftentimes people don't harness that power because they're not even aware of it. This is where we step into it by choice. So that was a lot, but you shared so many incredible things. And so I so appreciate
it. Beautiful. I love it. Love it. Okay. I'm going to ask this as we start to round off the conversation is two part. What has been the most surprising lesson that you've learned about retirement through your work as a coach? The most surprising one. And then if there are any extras, but lessons that you've learned on this journey.
For me personally or through my clients or kind of both?
Both. You can share both,
I mean, I think for me, like you asked me at the beginning, am I retired? And I think the biggest lesson for me is having this runway to my retirement whenever it is. And maybe I'll never retire, quote unquote, retire. But I'm putting things into place that serve me well now. And that's what I share with others too. And I hope all your listeners, no matter what age or life stage, is that they recognize they can take these small incremental steps instead of one day being in career, the next day being out, one day doing these things, the next day doing nothing. You know, no, we don't want that. We want to live in the gray. We want to not be on one side of the spectrum or the other. So I think for me, that's the thing that I've personally learned is just I clean up my own house, you know, clear out the cobwebs where I can. I said to my husband, we need to go on a TV diet because, you know, knowing that people in retirement, they make a full-time job of watching TV, that's a tragedy. That's a travesty, right? I mean, for so many reasons. So I think for me, that's been one of my greatest learnings and I'm so appreciative of the gift. And then with my clients, I think just that in such a short time, there's such a transformation. This isn't about just, you know, doing exercises, filling out forms. This is truly at that deeper level, really asking those questions, like I said before, you know, what is meaningful to me? What would feel like if I would want to get up in the morning around this? How can I achieve balance in my life? So I think that's where those breakthroughs for people has just been so phenomenal. I had one client start with me. She had been in education. She really termed it that it was a death to her, a huge loss. She was beside herself about retiring. Mm. And by the end of our work, she was able to see, first of all, that's totally normal to have those kind of feelings. So normal. And yet society tells us, oh, you should be so happy. She wasn't happy. So then she was feeling shame about that and a disconnect. So really being able to bridge that and say, no, this is normal. This is a whole new, unique chapter. How could you be equipped? How could you be aware? But right. Now let's dig deep and get at that. And so by the end of our work, she saw the things she could bring with her into retirement from her career and the things that she could now step into that she hadn't got to experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Love it.
So,
love
very
it.
Powerful and so gratifying to me. I feel very fortunate to be able to work shoulder to shoulder with clients.
Absolutely. Well done for the work that you do. I want you, you know, as we're speaking, a picture flashed in my head and I want you to speak to that person, especially maybe a mom. I don't know why it's a mom, but again, I feel like moms get it. It hits them harder because, for example, a full-time housewife, for example, who has just been nurturing the kids and now their last baby is about to head out. And they're dead scared about empty nests. Like, oh my God, who am I going to clean up after now? Yes. What would you say to that woman listening right now who is afraid of that transition from being the caregiver to just saying, I have an empty home right now? So what would you say to them to calm them down or to help them take the next step?
It is this idea of recognizing that our role as a mother, it's a role. It's not who we are. And so what I would say to them is that you're now shifting your role so that you, like you said, we're doing all these things for the children in the home that now no longer required or needed. But you as a person have not changed, just the role has. And so now you're shifting into more of that supporting role as that parent, because that's what we want for our kids, is for them to grow up and go on and find their passions and find the joy in their lives. And we know that if they stayed attached to us, they wouldn't be free to do that. So really recognizing the beauty behind this next stage in your life and that change in role. And again, what do we need to put an ending to? And then really doing reflection about, okay, now that I have this additional time and energy and focus, what would feel substantial to me in a way that raising my children has felt substantial? So instead of looking at it as a loss, which of course I understand that because I've gone through that, sending mine off to college and things. But instead, if we can reframe, and instead of the loss, seeing the abundance, instead of seeing it as a negative, we can see all the positives. And that doesn't mean that our heart isn't still with our children, but we can also expand that heart to bring other things into our lives.
Right. I love it. You are so gracious and I love the work you do. Thank you for the work you do. And thank you for sharing that with the audience today. If anybody wanted to connect with you, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, fantastic. I'm on LinkedIn and my name is Wendy Leggett. And also the name of my company is Conflux Retirement Coaching, and that's C-O-N-F-L-U-X. So you can go on my website, confluxretirementcoaching.com, or email me at wendy@conflexretirementcoaching.com. I'd love to hear. I always offer, you know, a complimentary discovery call. I do have a little mini workbook that I'm happy to send to people if that's something you're able to note in the show notes. Or if not,
oh, yes,
you can,
that would be great.
Yeah. So, and that really allows you to do what I call take aim, heighten your awareness, set your intentions, and then get into movement. So taking aim on your retirement.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Wendy. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, talking about retirement. I am also beginning to think about it. And so this conversation has really been helpful and valuable because it has also heightened my awareness about retirement. But most specifically, I think one thing I'm taking away from this conversation is that managing transitions and knowing that the person that we are, in the core of who we are, we don't change. But in the expression of who we are, we do transition from roles to roles. And when we see it that way, it becomes easy to say, you know what, I'm just changing jobs. I was a mom. Now I'm no longer a mom. I'm probably just a teacher because now my kids are gone. And now I have to teach everyone that comes around me, whether they're kids or not.
I'm a mother of everyone.
Do you understand, right? I teach them with all the experiences, tell them stories and bring out the lessons out of it, you know, and just, you know, knowing that I'm transitioning, and it makes a lot of sense. And I feel like it actually lifts up a lot of burden. So you don't feel, you don't lose who you are in your essence, and you don't hold on to things that you need to let go of when their time is done. Like if you're done with work, you're done. It's okay. You move on to another type of work, which might not involve you waking up in the morning and going to an office, but actually waking up in the morning and saying, okay, today my focus is to pray for women, or my focus is to go look for men somewhere and just cheer them on, you know. But just look, but just finding that thing, like you said, that makes meaning and significance to you. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Guys,
I hope that thank you for your great questions. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really love, and I love your, so there is this word that is like a buzzword back in my country, Nigeria. I don't even know where the source came from, but it's just like you're very demure. I don't know I need to even look for the meaning of the word, but it's like very lush and very calm. Oh. Yes.
Well, I thank you so much. That's just so lovely.
So thank you. Thank you for sharing the gift of you with us on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, guys, this is where we draw the curtain on today's episode of Stretch Street Podcast. I hope that you have something thinking when it comes to retirement. Remember, it doesn't have to start when you are at the retirement age. And nobody says you have to retire. But even if you are in the system, the civil system, where they have to say, oh, you are now at retirement age, you don't have to retire from being you. You can then switch on your roles to being that person that you've always wanted to be without restriction. And I'm hoping that you find your path and answer those questions. And if you're unsure what questions exactly, then I would say reach out to Wendy and get that workbook that she's sharing with us graciously. Thank you, Wendy. I'll attach the link to the show notes. Please just get it and get on those questions. Get your brain working. Get your mind thinking so that you can start on that journey to being intentional about your retirement season. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.